Well, I'm going to read the reading for us, the adults, this morning, and I just want you to see if you can pick up anything that might be something you might have heard recently. So here's the Bible passage for us adults this morning. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say peace to this house. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me, but whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that your spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The same passage that Maria did with our kids this morning. And maybe you are thinking, "Oh, good, this is great. Our kids need to hear this." Well, guess what? We need to hear it as well. This is God's message to us as adults today. This is God's message to us as members of Encounter Baptist Church today. This is God's message to us as representatives of Jesus who live in Chadston and the surrounding suburbs today. And Jesus is prompting us and reminding us to go out on mission in his name today. And for many of us, it will have seemed like because this is something that our church has done regularly and often over many, many years, but for numbers of us, it will have feared like over the last 2 years, we've sort of been drawn back from some of those things and we've sort of been in our COVID bubbles and we've been isolated and things like that. Not entirely, and we've done things and we've connected with people, and that certainly happened. But as I was praying about today, I think this is God's word for us. This is a gentle prompt. The hibernation is over. The time is coming when we need to be going out again. Now, with wisdom, not racing off to super spreader events or anything like that, but God's word to us this morning is, go out. I'm sending you out. You're part of the nameless 72 others. You're not the big and famous, Christian evangelist. You're just the others. We're just some of the others. And I'm happy about that because the expectation is really low. I don't have to be good. I just have to be me. But when we read this passage, I find it fascinating that Jesus is just telling his disciples to do what he did. He tells them, when you go to a house, peace be to this house. And if they put something before you, eat it. And back when we were doing our series on anxiety, we were looking at a passage in John 20 after the resurrection where the disciples were in fear and anxiety in their house, and Jesus appeared to them, and what was the very first word he said? Peace be to you. You see, Jesus is not telling us to do anything that he doesn't already model for us. And in fact, and it's not exactly in that passage in John 20, but in other passages of the post-resurrection appearances, he actually ate what they gave him. They gave him a piece of broiled fish. And it's exactly the same what Jesus tells us to do. Go out and say peace to people and eat what they give you. Jesus is just telling us to do exactly the same things that he modeled in his life. And you notice, he doesn't send them out to say, you're terrible, you're a sinner. No, he sends them out to say, peace to you. God is near to you. That's the positive message that God is wanting us to carry with us as we go to people. Peace be to you. In your anxiety, in your fear, in your uncertainty, peace be to you. In your confusion, in your conflicts, peace be to you. In your tiredness, in your worn outness, in your illness, peace be to you. Do you know this good news? God is near to you. You might have thought God was far away, but no, God is near to you. I think sometimes when we read passages like this in the Gospels, we sort of bring in our own guess of the tone of Jesus. You know, where Jesus says, woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida. I think sometimes we might accidentally have the sort of, woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida. You know, the sort of the deep voice, judging voice of God. If you had done, you know, if Sodom had seen what you'd seen, they would have repented, so you can be repenting. But I actually think, and it's recorded later on when Jesus is going into Jerusalem, and he says, if only you had known what brought you peace. And when he was saying that, he was weeping. So I think it's much more likely and much more true to who Jesus is that Jesus would be grieving and saying, woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. If only, you know, others would have, but I'm so broken inside that you haven't responded in the way I would so wish you would have. So it's no condensation. That's like on the inside of your car when you're breathing out and it's cold outside and you get condensation on the, it's not condescension is the word I was looking for. It's not condescension. It's not judgment. It's sadness. And compassion. And so you and I, when we go out and say to people, peace be with you, God is near, and they don't respond, we shouldn't be saying, well, no, terrible you. We should say, oh, I'm so sorry, God, that didn't happen for them right now. We should have the same, oh, woe, alas, God, I wish it was different, but it's what it's like. It is sad, I know. And so God is prompting us as a church to begin thinking about how do we go out in fresh ways? How do we do that in ways that are sensible, in ways that are life-giving to people, in ways that are gentle and inclusive and blessing to people? And I'm not saying we all have to race out and do it tomorrow, but I think this is a word for this next season. God is saying, okay, I'm sending you out. And we can be actually saying, God, okay, where are you? Begin to pray, okay, God, where are you sending me out to? How are you sending me out? What are you sending me to do? Is it after a time of
not having anybody in your
house for for months and months, is that I'm going to start inviting some people into my house again? Is it I'm going to actually invite my neighbour to go with me to the movies, because we used to do that years ago, but we haven't done it for the last 2 years, but we're just going to go to the movies and chat and catch up afterwards? Is it, are we going to invite a few friends over and do a Christmas and winter thing? Well, I mean, we've often done big versions of that in previous years, not in the last 2 years, but maybe, and so, oh, yeah, maybe I can get a handful of people over, or a few people over, and we'll do a Christmas and winter thing. For me, it's a bit of a Back to the Future thing. Inspired by Rod and Rita Jolly, I've got in contact with Holmes Glen and said, is there any way I can do some volunteer tutoring for English language course stuff? And yes, there's a, they want, and in fact, I was speaking to the lady and she said, we used to have a bunch of volunteers, but not many of them have come back post-COVID. And so we are actually looking for people that can volunteer 1 or 2 hours a week just to spend talking and practice, so that their students who might be either, you know, teenagers or even mature adults who are learning English, they practice their English in a conversational way. And so that's one of the things that I'm, and I've done it before in a less organized way, and so it's a bit of a Back to the Future thing for me. But what's the thing that God might be, so I'm not saying today you need to have the answer, but I want you to be saying, okay, God, you've prompted us to, that you're sending us out. Okay, where are you sending me to? Where are you sending me and someone else to? Who is God sending me with, and who is God sending me to? How can I be an agent of peace in that place? How can I be a person who can bring blessing in that place? How can I be a person who can bring healing in whatever way in that place? How can I be a person who embodies the peace of God in a peaceless world and be a peaceful presence in a conflicted place? And I love here at the end where in verse 17, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. As we've gone in your name, not on our own behalf, as we've gone out, Jesus, in your name, which means on your behalf and with your resources. It's like I've gone shopping in Chris's name on her behalf and with her resources. It means that she's given me her shopping list and her credit card. Right? So Jesus says, I'm sending you out with my shopping, my to-do list, and my credit card. You don't have to. They weren't even some of the special 12 chosen ones. They were just 72 nameless others. And Jesus said, you go on my behalf with my resources. And they come back and they're surprised. Wow. Even the demons submit to us in your name, Lord. I didn't know that was possible, that a little person, nameless person like me could go and say peace to people and God is near and pray for them and then God does stuff. That's amazing. And then Jesus says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So Jesus, when he hears that the little people, the unnamed people, not even the 12 apostles, but the unnamed people go out in Jesus' name and with his resources to bless people with peace, to eat with them, to pray for them, to tell them God's near. Jesus says, this is a major victory. Satan falling like lightning from heaven. This is a major victory that's happening through the little people, through the ordinary people, through you and through me. So what is some area of engagement with our community that God might be calling you to pick up again? What might be God prompting you to, the new thing that God might be calling you to enter into? Who might God be saying, go and do it with these people? You might like to have conversations in your small groups and have and pray for each other in your groups. Say, God, where are you sending us? How can we go? With all of the things that are going on around us, God, we want to be aware of that and we want to be sensible and all those sort of things. But God, you have ideas. You know, there's people around us that are confused and anxious and uncertain and drained and all those sorts of things. And God, you have resources that can help them. And so how can we get that to help get that to them? Even if we feel inadequate ourselves, God. So I encourage you to individually and in small groups talk about it and pray about it and say, God, okay, where are you sending us? What resources are you giving us to send? Giving us as you send us. How can we be agents of peace? How can we be bearers of blessing? How can we be witnesses to the goodness of God, to the beauty of God, to the reality of God, the closeness of God, the interactive relationship with God that God has with us and wants so much for others? So your first prayer might be, God, I need more of your peace. If I'm going to be a person that says peace to others, I just need more of your peace in my life. And so you just need to be aware that the resurrected Jesus is with you, proclaiming peace to you. And then we can all, in our own humble ways, say, God, where are you sending us? So that we can go with your to-do list and with your resources. Let's pray. God, we thank you that this word is a word for all of us, for our children and our youth and our adults. Lord, we are uncertain what it might actually look like in this next season, but we pray, Lord, that you would bring this to mind regularly and you'd cause us to pray about it frequently and that we would have soft hearts to respond to your gentle promptings. And God, that our individual sense of inadequacy and uncertainty would be met with your overwhelming adequacy and your overwhelming certainty. Lord, that we don't have to do it in our own strength and our own ideas, but we just need to be sensitive and responsive to you, stepping out in your leading, but going with your resources. May we be bearers of peace to the people around us.